Bars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, present
Guten Tag!
Makers of the big new Mars bar welcome you to curtain time. Well, summer's just around the corner, at least so it seems here in the lobby tonight. And here, eager for the first act to begin, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, rumor has it that tonight's play is very funny.
So they tell me, Byron. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Row center. Seat 7 and 8.
Thank you. Ah, these are excellent seats. But the theater will be dark in a minute, so let's hurry and glance through the program. Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, supported by the Curtain Time Players, are starred tonight in See Ya in the Funny Paper by Ken Pettis and Lou Schofield.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of
Curtain
See Ya in the Funny Paper. The scene is the office of Benjamin
Curtain
Woodward,
time!
Publisher of a chain of newspapers all over the country. At the moment, an attractive young woman stands beside Mr. Woodward while they both look at some drawings on his desk.
It's wonderful, Miss Mott. It's the funniest comic strip I've ever seen in my life.
Well, gee, I'm glad you like it, Mr. Woodward.
Yes, Miss Mott, I've read a lot of comic strips in my career as a newspaper publisher, but never one that made me laugh like this.
Then you think you can use it?
Use it? Why, I'm going to print that strip of yours on the front page of every one of my newspapers from coast to coast.
Oh, Mr. Woodward, that's marvelous.
Wait, let me see it again, Miss Marsh. Just that one panel.
Oh, which one?
The one in which the little dope walks into the closet thinking he's going out the front door.
Oh yes, here it is.
Yes, that's it. That's it. The little sap, look at him. No chin, no hair. And that name of his.
Then you think the name fits him, Mr. Woodward?
Well, it fits him like a glove.
Oh, well, I'm certainly glad to hear you say that. Getting the name was the hardest part of all. It took me months.
Well, you couldn't have found a better one. Wait a minute. That must be Jim Mallory. Come in.
Did you want to see me, Mr. Woodward?
Yes. Come in, Jim.
Sorry I took so long. I was out with the police on the Sneaky Joe Edwards case.
Sneaky Joe Edwards, hey?
Sure, you know, that bandit that's been terrorizing the city.
Well, Jim, I've got something more important for you to work on.
Oh? What is it?
A comic strip.
A comic strip?
Yes, and it's the funniest comic strip that's ever been drawn. And here's a little lady that drew it, Miss Leslie March. Miss March, meet Jim Mallory.
Hello.
I know you, Miss March. But, Mr. Woodward, what am I supposed to do with a comic strip?
Why, promote it. Write some advanced stories about it, a lot of stories, understand?
Oh, yeah, sure. What's the strip called?
Jim, this'll kill you. It's called The Adventures of Sylvester Tweet.
The Adventures of who?
Of Sylvester Tweet.
Yeah, but Mr. Woodward.
Have you ever heard a funnier name than that?
Mr. Woodward, you can't. I mean...
Jim, take these drawings and get to work and be sure... Jim, where are you going?
I'll see you later, Mr. Woodward.
Well, for the love of... What got into him?
I don't know.
I wonder why in the devil he beat it out of here when I mentioned the name of Sylvester Tweet.
And in my capacity as credit manager of Gilby's department store, I must urge you to take care of this matter immediately. Very truly yours, Sylvester Tweet. Well, I guess that's the last one I can get on that cylinder.
Sylvester!
Jim, hey, what's the idea of...
Look, Sylvester, there's something I gotta
Jim,
tell you.
Jim, this is a business office. What's the idea of busting
Sylvester,
in...
Sylvester, and... look, I'm your best friend. We room together.
Come on, get to the point.
You're a nice guy, Sylvester. I don't want to see your life ruined.
Hey, what do you...
Read this.
Well, sure, but what is it?
A new comic strip my paper's gonna run.
Well, okay. Oh, gee, what a funny little guy. No chin, no hair.
Listen, Sylvester.
Look at this. Where he mistakes the closet for the front door. What a stamp.
Oh, hey, this is a scream.
Sylvester, read the title.
Huh? The title? Mm. Oh, The Adventures of Sylvester.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And in a week, that strip will be in 100 newspapers.
But they can't make a fool of me like this.
It's not you, Sylvester.
But it's my name.
Well, that's what I'm trying...
The name of Tweet, my name, is held up to ridicule. It's tacked on to a stupid, moronic, imbecilic little dope who can't tell a closet from the front door. Jim, think what people will say when I mention my name after this is published.
Oh, they won't say anything.
They won't.
No, they'll die laughing.
And I'll lose my job here, Jim. Every time I write some customer dunning him on an overdue bill, he'll see my signature and think I'm kidding. Nobody will pay their bills.
Well?
I'll get an injunction, that's what. Who draws this darn comic strip?
Leslie March?
I never heard of him.
Well, he's a she.
A she?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to see this Leslie March. I'll show her she can't draw this slanderous thing and get away with it.
Well, how are you going to stop her?
I don't know. But there's one thing I do know.
What's that?
Not a jury in the world will convict me.
But I can't change the name of my character, Mr. Tweet.
Why not, Miss March?
Because it fits him.
It fits him.
It took me months before I hit on it, and Sylvester Tweet just is Sylvester Tweet, that's all.
He is not, I am.
Well, yes,
look,
but...
Look, Miss March, let's analyze your Sylvester Tweet. He's stupid, isn't he?
Oh, yes, very.
Yes, he's a mousy little man who always makes mistakes. He walks into the closet instead of out the front door.
Well, that's true,
he's
and
timid,
I...
absent-minded, and clumsy. He has no backbone, no willpower, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, look at me. What do you see?
Why, Sylvester Tweet.
So that's the way I look, huh?
Oh, no, I didn't mean that. It's just your name. Have you ever thought of changing it?
Change my name?
Yes.
Miss March, the name of Tweet is one of the oldest names in America. Why, my great-great-great-grandfather was asked to sign the Declaration of Independence.
Why didn't he?
Couldn't write.
Oh, the poor man.
Miss March, I'm asking you for the last time. Will you or won't you?
I won't, Mr. Tweet.
You won't?
No. My comic strip wouldn't be the same without the name of Sylvester Tweet. I can't draw him if I can't call him Sylvester Tweet.
You can't draw... Hey, I've got an idea.
Well,
Miss March, you identify a certain name with a certain type of person.
Well, that's right, but...
Up until now, you've identified the name of Sylvester Tweet with weakness, clumsiness, and stupidity. But I can change all that.
You can?
Yes.
How?
Why, I can make you identify it with manliness, strength of character, intelligence, sophistication, fearlessness.
But how?
Simply by the way I act. When you've known me a little longer, Miss March, you'll change the name of your silly little man.
Oh?
You won't even be able to think of him as Sylvester Tweet.
I doubt that, Mr. Tweet.
Well, you won't doubt it long. Just keep your eye on me, Miss March. You'll be hearing from me soon.
But, Mr. Tweet...
Good night, Miss March.
Mr. Tweet, that isn't the front door.
Might at least have had the decency to tell me that that was the closet door.
Well, I tried to,
never
but...
mind.
You're right this time, Mr. Tweet. That's the front door.
Good night again, Miss Farch. There, I guess that'll show her what... Oh, for the love of Pete. Miss March, I regret to bother you, but
Yes, I know. You forgot your hat.
Yes.
Here it is, Mr. Tweet, and good night again.
Honestly, of all the humiliating experiences. Well, I guess I'll... Oops! Oh, my gosh. She slammed the door on my coat. I can't move an inch. Miss Mark! Hey, what am I doing? I can't let her know about this. I look stupid enough as it is. If only I can pull my coat loose. Even if I have to tear it.
Hey, what are you doing there, mister?
Huh? Hello, officer.
What's the matter with you?
My coat... Caught.
Well, ring the bell and have him open the door.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
And why not?
Well, it's rather hard to explain, officer, you see.
Maybe you don't know the people in the house, huh? Maybe you was trying to sneak in.
Oh, no.
What's your name, Bob?
Tweet. Sylvester Tweet.
Look now. I asked you a civil question, and I expect a civil answer.
But that is my name.
You wouldn't by any chance be a guy named Sneaky Joe Edwards, no, would you?
You mean the burglar?
That's who I mean. He's broken into plenty of places right around here.
Oh, but I'm not Sneaky Joe Edwards.
No?
No.
Then let's ring the doorbell and get the lady of the house to identify you.
No.
Listen,
no.
Bub. Either I ring that doorbell or you're Sneaky Joe Edwards.
But I... Oh, all right, officer. You win. I am Sneaky Joe Edwards.
Starring Harry Elders and Nanny Burton. And now, Myron Wallace. It has been many, many months now since Mars Incorporated first introduced their big new 10-cent Mars bar. In that time, candy lovers of all ages from coast to coast have come to consider Mars, the toasted almond bar, a truly special candy treat. For in the Mars bar, you find the rare flavor combination of an extra thick, pure milk chocolate coating that is heaped high and packed with crunchy, fresh, whole toasted almonds, all over a soft, snow-white nougat center that is creamy, rich, and smooth. Together, the milk chocolate, crisp almonds, and soft nougat make Mars, the toasted almond bar, truly one of the greatest of candy triumphs. For the finest quality candy bar of them all, just try a Mars bar. There's the call for the second act of Here in the Funny Papers. Brought to you by the makers of the big new Mars bar. Well, it's now the next day. Jim Mallory talks to Sylvester in the latter's cell.
Sylvester, this is ridiculous.
I know, Jim, but...
You, Sylvester Tweet, here in a jail cell, and pretending that you're Sneaky Joe Edwards.
But I had to do it, Jim.
You had to?
If I hadn't, that cop would have rung the doorbell, and Leslie March would have found out I'd been caught in her door.
Okay, so what?
But I'd already made a fool of myself.
Well, sure,
if she'd seen me stuck in that door, I'd never be able to convince her that the name of Sylvester Tweet doesn't fit that sappy little comic strip character of hers.
But how did you get your coat out of the door?
The cop cut off the tail with his knife.
Well, then, she didn't see you?
No.
Okay, I'm going to put an end to this farce. I'm going to tell him you're not Sneaky Joe Edwards.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm going to tell him who you really are.
Jim, listen, I've been thinking. If I play this thing right, it's going to pay off.
What do you mean?
Well, this Sneaky Joe Edwards, the real one, he's a pretty tough guy, isn't he?
Tough? Yes. He's hard as nails.
And he's intelligent, too, isn't he?
He's the smartest second-story man in the business.
And from what I've read in the papers, he's absolutely fearless. It seems to me I've even heard he's sophisticated.
Well, that's right. In some circles, he's known as Gentleman Sneaky Joe Edwards.
That settles it.
What?
Jim, meet Gentleman Sneaky Joe Edwards, alias Sylvester Tweet.
Are you crazy?
Don't you get it?
No.
Leslie March associates the name of Sylvester Tweet with a dope who hasn't the nerve or the brains to rob a piggy bank, right?
Well, sure, but...
Well, then suppose she begins to associate the name of Sylvester Tweet with a ruthless criminal. Then she'll have to change the name of her comic strip.
Yeah, but Sylvester...
Jim, I'm going to confess.
Confess what?
Every crime ever committed by Sneaky Joe Edwards.
But they'll send you to jail for life.
Well, that's better than having my name used in a comic strip.
Sylvester, will you listen to reason?
Jim, my mind's made up. I'm going to confess. Tweet, the jailbird, is going to sing.
Well, Miss March, I suppose you've seen the newspapers.
You mean about Sneaky Joe Edwards, Mr. Woodward?
Sneaky Joe Edwards, whose real name is Sylvester Tweet. Needless to say, Miss March, I must retract my offer to carry your comic strip in my newspapers.
Oh, Mr. Woodward, you wouldn't.
Well, but I have no choice. I can't encourage children to find anything amusing in the name of a notorious criminal.
But children don't read the funny papers.
That's beside the point. The name of Sylvester Tweet, alias Sneaky Joe Edwards, is a name that will live in infamy.
But, Mr. Woodward, Sylvester Tweet isn't Sneaky Joe Edwards.
Well, he confessed, didn't he?
He did that just to spite me.
Oh, come, Miss Marge.
But it's the truth.
Oh, poppycock.
He's trying to prove that the name of Sylvester Tweet shouldn't be associated with the kind of weakling I have in my comic strip.
Well, that throws a new light on the subject. If you can prove that he's wrong...
I will prove it. I've got to.
Huh? But how?
I'm going down to the jail, Mr. Woodward, and make him confess.
But he's already confessed.
I mean, I'm going to make him confess that he isn't Sneaky Joe Edwards at all. That Edwards is Edwards and Tweet Tweet.
Okay, Sneaky Joe, there's a lady to see you.
A lady? Oh, you mean a dame? That's good. A frail?
Yeah. Step in, lady.
Thank you, officer.
Careful, though, now. He's a pretty tough cookie. And if you need any help, just yell.
Hello, Sylvester.
The name's Sneaky Joe, sister. Sneaky Joe Tweet. I mean Edwards.
Now, you stop this nonsense immediately, Sylvester Tweet, and listen to me.
Button your lips, sweetheart.
What did you say?
I said button up and pucker up.
Pucker up?
You heard me. You're going to get kissed.
Why, Sylvester... Sylvester, you let go of me.
I'll show you that Sylvester Tweet, alias Sneaky Joe Edwards, ain't no mouse.
I know you're not a mouse. You're a rat.
Come here, baby.
So you let go or I'll scream. Help! Sylvester.
Oh, gosh, Leslie, I...
Sylvester, you've got to listen to me.
Sure, but...
Because of you, Mr. Woodward refuses to publish my comic strip.
Hey, that's great.
It's not either. I've worked on that comic strip for years, and Sylvester, you simply got to confess your innocence.
And have you published The Adventures of Sylvester Tweet? No, thanks.
But you're not Sneaky Joe Edwards.
I am, too. I mean, you got rocks in your head, sister. You don't know from nothing.
Oh, Sylvester, please.
When you hear the name of Sylvester Tweet, do you still think of a little dope like the one in your comic strip?
Yes, because I know that
okay,
you're not...
Okay, sister, that does it. Hey, Flatfoot!
What do you want, Sneaky Joe?
He's not Sneaky Joe.
Get this dame out of here, copper. She's invading my privacy.
Okay.
But, officer,
go on, sister, blow.
You better leave now, ma'am.
Not until he listens to me.
Sorry, lady, in this jail, the customer's always right.
Yeah. Sylvester Tweet, you're the most hateful man I ever knew.
Yeah?
But I'll get you out of here. I'll prove that you're no burglar, you two-faced, double-crossing crook. I'll prove it if it's the last thing I ever do.
Gee, it must be a great comfort to have a dame believe in you like that. Oh, I almost forgot. You got another visitor.
Who is it this time?
Oh, just some guy.
Okay, send him in.
All right, mister. You can come in.
Thanks, copper.
And let me know when you want out.
Sure thing. Well, so you're Sneaky Joe Edwards, huh?
That's right, pal.
Sneaky Joe, the notorious second story man, huh?
In poison.
The guy that's robbed 41 houses, 18 apartments, 10 gasoline stations, and 6 grocery stores.
And 2 banks.
You never rob no banks. Banks ain't Sneaky Joe's specialty.
How do you know?
Because I happen to be the guy you say you are.
You mean you're Sneaky Joe Edwards?
Gentlemen, Sneaky Joe Edwards, please.
Oh, gosh.
And being a gentleman, I don't go around telling people I'm somebody I ain't. And I resent it when a jerk like you does.
But...
I don't know why you're doing this, Buster, but I don't like it. I worked hard to get where I am, see? A good second-story man's got to start at the bottom.
No, wait a minute.
And it ain't easy to get to be public enemy number 16. And I don't like it when somebody else tries to cop the glory. Especially somebody with a goofy name like... Sylvester Tweet.
I know, but...
I just dropped in to warn you, Buster. Now, better tell him you're not me and get out of this jail in 24 hours or else.
Now, look here. You can't intimidate me. If I want to be Sneaky Joe Edwards, I'll be Sneaky Joe Edwards.
And ruin my reputation? Oh, no, you don't.
But
I've suffered enough on account of you already. Every time one of the mob sees me, he flaps his arms and goes, Tweet, Tweet, how much can a guy stand?
But, Mr. Edwards...
Sorry, Buster. You gotta confess.
But I'll go to prison for you.
That ain't enough for the humiliation I've suffered.
But I just can't admit that I'm not you.
Then I'll have to prove it.
Oh, but how? You're not going to give yourself up, are you?
Nah. While you sit here in the jug, I'll rob a house.
But that won't prove anything.
Are you kidding? Look, Buster, I ain't no ordinary burglar. I got class.
Of course.
When Sneaky Joe robs a joint, the cops know it was robbed by Sneaky Joe. My style, my finesse, my technique is unmistakable.
Then if you do that while I'm locked up, they'll know I'm not you.
Right, Buster. This time tomorrow, you'll be out of jail. A free man. Just plain, ordinary, revolting Sylvester Tweet.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Holders and Nanette Sargent, here is Myron Wallace. Today, I would like to introduce to you a new candy treat, a 5-cent companion to the big new Mars bar called the new Coconut Ping Bar. If you like coconut, what a thrilling treat you have in store for you when you first taste the new Coconut Ping. For every coconut-rich bite of this new Ping is a truly thrilling flavor combination. A sweet, dark chocolate coating over a thick layer of fresh white coconut and a soft, creamy nougat center. Together, the sweet, dark chocolate, the fresh white coconut, and the soft, rich nougat make every bite of the new Coconut Ping a real treat, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. For a real taste thrill, try the new Coconut Ping. For the third act of See Ya in the Funny Paper, brought to you by the makers of the big new Mars Bar. Well, it's now later. Jim Mallory is again with Sylvester in the latter's cell.
Gee,
see him. I sent for you because you've got to help me get out of here.
Well, now you're talking sense, Sylvester. I'll get hold of the chief of police right away.
No, you don't understand. I've got to break jail.
Oh, now I know you're not.
Sim, listen. Sneaky Joe Edwards visited me a little while ago.
You mean he was here and he walked right out again?
Shh, the jailer will hear you.
Oh, brother.
Edwards is sore because I'm pretending to be him. His pride is hurt.
But what's that got to do with you breaking jail?
Hold still and I'll tell you.
Well, okay, but...
Edwards is going to rob a house tonight. He says the police will know he robbed it, and if I'm in jail at the time, they'll know I'm not Edwards.
And I suppose you want to break jail and rob a house before Edwards does?
No, I just want to be out of jail when Edwards robs one so that when I come back, they'll...
When you come back?
Sure. I break jail, Sneaky Joe pulls a job, and then I come back to jail, and the police think I pulled the robbery while I was out.
Oh, good heavens.
Jim, please, you've got to help me. If it's proved that I'm not Sneaky Joe Edwards, your boss will publish the adventures of Sylvester Tweet.
But how can I help you?
We'll change clothes.
Change clothes?
I'll pretend I'm you, and when the jailer comes to let you out, I'll...
Oh, no, you won't. You've got to do this for me, Jim.
No, thanks, old pal.
But just for a couple of hours.
No, absolutely no.
All right. Then I'll have to use persuasion.
Hey, what's that? Forgive me, Jim. I hated to sock you. But down at all, I need your clothes.
Now let's see. This must be the window to Leslie's dining room right here. Mike, just get it open without...
Oh, what do you know? I got it open the first try. Now, all I have to do is climb inside and... Oh, good grief, the window came down on me. Now, I'm stuck. Holy smoke, that's not all. Somebody's coming.
Why, Sylvester!
Leslie.
Sylvester, what in the world are you doing there?
Hello, Leslie. How's everything?
Answer me. What are you doing stuck in my window?
Well, I just thought I'd drop around and prove that I'm Sneaky Joe Edwards. I broke out of stir, sister. See?
How could you break out of jail when you can't even break into my house?
Look, don't argue.
But I...
Raise the window and help me get the rest of the way in.
Oh, all right. Now, give me your hand and I'll put you in.
Thank you.
There. Now, Sylvester Tweet, would you mind...
Keep your trap shut, babe, or I'll blast you.
With what? You don't have a gun.
Don't quibble. And don't try to call for help, either.
Sylvester, how did you ever get out of jail?
There ain't a jail in the country that can hold Sneaky Joe Edwards. Now that I've proved to you what a tough customer I am, I'm lamming out of here.
Oh, no, you ain't, Buster.
What?
You ain't lamming nowhere.
Oh, Sylvester, look. At the window.
Right. Sneaky Joe.
You mean he, Sneaky Joe Edwards?
That's right, baby. Public enemy number 16. And thanks for leaving the window.
What are you doing here?
Well, I remember reading in the papers that this was a joint where you was picked up, Buster. So I figured you must have been after something valuable here. And I decided to have a look-see for myself.
You get out of here.
What's that?
You hoid. I mean, heard what the lady said. Get out.
I'll look, you two. I'm a gentleman, see? But just the same...
Oh, he's got a gun.
Oh, Mr. Edwards, you're ruining everything. I wanted to keep on being Sneaky Joe, and now you...
Buster, why are you so anxious to be me? Aside from the more obvious reasons, that is.
Because if I'm me, Miss March here will sell her comic strip, and she'll use my name in it.
Comic strip?
Exactly. How would you like 140 million people laughing at your name?
Oh, Buster, why didn't you tell me?
Then you'll let me be you?
I'm a gentleman, ain't I? Would I let a fellow human meet a fate worse than death?
Oh, of course not.
Right, you go right ahead, Buster. You go right ahead and be me. You ought to be out of jail by 1976.
1976?
Sure, with time off for good behavior. In the meantime, I'll go to South America.
No, wait a minute. You can't do this.
You stay out of this, baby.
Yeah, baby, you stay out of this.
You stay out. Coach, I'm going to need a little dough.
Gosh, I haven't got a cent, Joe. Have you any money, Leslie?
Well, I have... What? Why, you...
Hey,
have...
hey, wait a minute, pal. Hey, look up there.
Where?
At that big platter on the top of the cupboard.
What about it?
Yeah, it looks like solid silver.
It is,
I can raise plenty on that.
Why, I'll bet you could. Here, I'll get it for you.
Sylvester, you leave that platter alone.
Shut up, sister.
But
Now, watch your step, Buster, climbing up on that table.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Can you reach it?
I think so. I almost got it.
Yeah. Sylvester Tweet, you leave that platter right where it is, or I'll...
Hey, watch it.
Oh, you're dropping it.
Oh,
Sylvester, you hit him on the head.
Yeah, I guess I knocked him out.
Oh, Sylvester.
Sneaky Joe, old pal.
Speak to me.
Oh, Sylvester, that was the cleverest trick I ever saw.
Clever trick?
Dropping that platter on his head was manly and intelligent and fearless.
Leslie, do you mean that?
Oh, Sylvester, how could I ever have associated your name with a mousy little man like my comic strip character?
Then you're not going to use my name?
Not after what you've just done.
Well, then there's no reason for me to be Sneaky Joe Edwards anymore, is there?
Well, not at all. You can be just plain Sylvester Sweet.
Yeah. But, Leslie, what about your comic strip? After all your work on it, you won't be able to draw it.
Oh, I don't care. It's all wrong anyway, Sylvester.
It was?
Well, it wasn't even scary.
Well?
It would just make children laugh.
Yeah, that's right. But, hey, maybe you can do a gang-busting strip instead. I can help you, too, Leslie. After all, I've been in jail.
Why, of course. We can work on it together.
Sure. And we can even, we might...
What, Sylvester?
Leslie, you think you might, Would you do me the honor of bearing my name?
Oh, darling, nothing will make me prouder and happier than to be Mrs. Sylvester Sweet.
The curtain falls on the last act of another Turpentine Play, brought to you by the makers of the big new Mars Bar. Tonight, Turpentine starred Harry Elton and Nanette Sargent. The supporting players were Michael Romano, Frank Dane, and George Deezer. The Turpentine music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. Next Saturday, Curtain Time will present a romantic comedy entitled Call Me Gabriel. And now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the exciting after theater spot here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of the big new Mars Bar present
Curtain Time!
Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. I.Q., the Metal Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, for the finest quality candy bar of them all, just try a Mars bar.